Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the weekly conversation. Thank you for tuning in. Last night the server was not responding for some reason, because like 5 minutes before I was losing all my prompts, but everything else was working on my other sites, everything, and I couldn't be heard, I guess, for like the first 5 minutes, and my producer was like, log on again, so I was able to reconnect, and it went for like 3 minutes maybe, and then it disconnected and it said, would you like to reconnect to your show? And I could turn everything else on, so it was the server, not me, so it was not responding. But welcome, it's a Friday edition of Weekly Conversations. Galatians 6:2. Share each other's burdens in this way, obey the law of Christ. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and what a day it has been, folks. Gunners, sit down. You got shot. The Gunners need to sit down. The Banta Club FC of Arsenal got their butts whipped. And it's not even our best starting 11. What? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is amazing. I will get into that. We do have an end to the partial shutdown, which I was hoping the shutdown would be permanent and all the federal employees would become, private employees. I want to get into Trump's approval rating, which I think is bull crap, because it's funny how he's one of the most successful presidents. He's done everything he said he'd do, and like, yeah, he has a 1% approval rating. No one likes him, okay, but then when he goes places, like 8 million people coming. Baldwin has pled guilty, believe it or not, to hitting that dude, yeah. I've never heard of second-degree harassment violation, but whatever, Probably something they do for, liberal celebrities. God forbid they can't actually punish them. Now that the government shutdown is done, we should have a State of the Union address. So it's going to be interesting to see, because this is like a day-to-day-to-day thing. Peter Buttigieg, if I pronounce it right, it's Buttigieg. He's a young Indiana mayor from the South Bend area who is doing an exploratory committee to run for president. Now, if he stands for constitutional values, Christian values and things, and he wants small government and doesn't want to have Venezuela here, and doesn't want to have social, because there's a difference between democratic socialism and socialism. It's socialism to me. Some people say the same thing. Other people say, what China has is different than what France. Well, France is falling apart anyways. But that's a whole show in itself. You know what, Granny? After seeing everything in D.C., Jethro looks like a genius. It's going to be interesting to see if this 2020 Democrat field fills up. And I've said it before. I believe the Democrats are going to try to get someone in there that's winnable. That's a household that I'm going to vote for no matter what. Doesn't matter. All we have to that when they're on the ballot, they're going to vote. They know that they're going to get votes no matter what happens. Cannabis, a real cash crop. I'm going to get into that and so much more. So welcome to the program that you are a part of on Cloud9 today. To see the Gunners go down, it's great. Manchester United all the way. But, this, as I was alluding to yesterday when I was getting cut off and stuff, this 43% approve of Trump's job performance, and 56% say that he should deliver State of the Union address no matter what, and all this stuff is before they did the partial. You know, first of all, people got to realize the government stopped being funded $21 trillion ago. That's when they started having to borrow money. And that's what they keep doing, borrowing money. I work with people that will pay off one payday loan and I got to get another one the same day. I'm like, that's bad. But it's the world we live in. The dollar is so devalued. I mean, the dollar's going in the toilet, but no one cares. Everyone's like, well, we need to have more. Everyone talks about more money, more money, more money. What about a more valuable dollar? What about... I tell kids today, look at one of those, like, year you were born things from, like, the 70s and 80s, and look at how cheap stuff was. Excuse me. And think about it from that standpoint. You know, people... I want more. There are people that still go coin hunting. And if I ever get enough money, I'm going to try to start doing that, where they buy boxes of like the old, they buy boxes of nickels and pennies and stuff to try to find old quarters that have silver and stuff. And some people recently have found a big chunk. That's when money had value. There was a time when a quarter cost as much, a quarter could buy you a gallon of gas. And that same quarter could buy you a gallon of gas now because of the cost of the silver, the value of the silver in it. At one point. You know, this, I don't, if anyone trusts the government, I'd love to, okay, how? Oh, explain to me how you can trust the government. I'll wait.
I'm waiting. Go ahead. Convince me why I should trust the government. I'm going, wait.
Go ahead. You know, I've never trusted the government. And when I studied Roswell, and I was like, oh, okay, it was a crashed UFO. And as soon as people panicked, they instantly flipped the switch and said, oh, ha, ha, it has a weather balloon. Oh, my gosh. Really? The government never came out with Roswell, and this won't make sense. Came out and said, well, these guys had very, very high security claims. These were the best the military had. You've never come out and questioned how they misidentified a weather balloon. If they were the best the military had, they had high security clearance. They had all these degrees from the very government that said they screwed up and misidentified a weather balloon. When they had all these credentials from that same government saying, here, you know how... You know everything. You're an expert on radar targets. You could teach classes on them. You have certifications in everything that they ever claimed it was. They never said, well, they never came out and said, well, you know, these were the best of the military's best. And they didn't question. There was no like, well, okay, well, excuse me, but if they misidentified a weather balloon, can you explain that to me, how someone with that high of a security clearance and that high of knowledge is going to misidentify a weather balloon? It's because it wasn't. You know, they had to instantly flip this. Now, if everyone came along and with, you know, because for some reason, if you think of extraterrestrial life, you think of, you know, World War III. No one thinks in terms of NASA extraterrestrials that are, hey, we need zinc. We're looking for zinc. You know, we're just exploring the planets like you are. No. Whenever they have like a something in the sky that's filmed by thousands of people that they can't explain away, NASA comes on here and goes, calm down, folks, calm down. It's not War of the Worlds. They're not going to come kill us all. We're not all going to die. And I just want to interview the guy and be like, well, why do you think we, okay, first of all, I know it was an extraterrestrial spacecraft, but I don't believe that they're just coming to kill us all. I believe they're exploring our planet like we're exploring the outer reaches of our universe. Why is it? Why do you Where do you come up with this notion that everyone thinks it's just war of the worlds, everything's going to come to an end? When there's things like Project Blue Book. Alan J. Hammer kind of felt like, okay, well, I was kind of brought in to make everything look like it was, I was here to help explain everything away. Even if it can't be explained away, we have to explain it away. And I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to trust the government when, you know, granted, there's a lot of people that say, well, okay, well, let's say they came out and said, yeah, it was a flying saucer. And it's true. If it was, which I believe it was, we can't stop them. We can't protect you. We can't do anything. But we just thought we'd let you know that there's technology 100 times more advanced than we are. We can't do anything to protect you or stop you or do whatever. We just, you know, and be in sort of like that lady that has come out and proven that something on two legs walked on the earth at the same time as dinosaurs. And they've kind of blacklisted her because they would have to rewrite everything we know about archaeology. And it's sad because, you know, there's a lot of things that I've seen that make me mistrust my government. You know, $21 trillion in debt. So we've come up with some fictitious number that they're just going to, you know, add on to magically poof. I just want to ask these federal employees, where do you think this money's coming from that you're getting paid? Where's it coming from? So like Obamacare. Oh, thank God we got Obamacare, man. Free health care. Well, who's paying for it? What do you mean who's paying for it? Someone's paying for it. Someone's paying for it. I would just like to know who trusts the government. I don't. So if you're out there and you're listening and you support the government, show me what makes you trust our government. I don't see it, folks. But, you know. But he has a 43% approval rating, which I don't buy that bull crap because every time you look into it, he does like a rally, Make America Great rally, and okay, we moved from a 10,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena to a 100,000-seat arena to now we've found a 110,000-seat arena, and we're going to have big screens outside, and there's expected to be 110,000 inside with 50 or 60,000 on the outside that can't even get in. Good luck. Oh, but he sucks. No one likes him. He's the worst president ever. Okay. You know, these liberals that supported all this stuff that Trump's doing now when he wasn't president because Democrats supported it, but now they hate it because a conservative likes it.
Trump,
if anyone can get this message to Trump, be in support of oxygen. Please support oxygen. I want to see liberals just hold their breath. I can't breathe now because Trump likes oxygen. I can't support oxygen because he likes it. I mean, seriously. I want to see him come out in support of air because I want to see if actual...
I want to see a liberal actually support something he says.
You know, yeah, I support Trump and his support for oxygen. I'd probably have a heart attack. Yeah, the conversation is being postponed because the host had a heart attack because liberals actually supported Trump's view of oxygen, that it's a good thing. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. How I get in these things, but
this is just nuts.
Will the real Trump please stand up and the fake Trump please sit down? Because Alex Baldwin pleads guilty to harassment violations stemming from alleged punch over parking spot. We need to have more
I don't know.
Keanu Reeves that, like, take public transportation and just live like everyone else. But good old Alex Baldwin, he's guilty to second-degree harassment violation. I'd be like, I'm not an attorney, but I'm one of those people that'd be like, you know, I'm like, is that real second-degree harassment? Like, what's first-degree harassment? Is that like waving a gun? Is like second, because if he punched him and got second-degree harassment, what would first-degree be? Like waving a gun and not shooting someone? And shooting someone, I would think that'd be assault. I don't know. Unless he, who knows. I'm not an attorney, but, you know, it's just one of these things that makes you like, wow. Like, it's funny, though. I mean, I really think that but anyways, I mean, it's just funny that, like, well, at least I give him kudos for at least pleading guilty. Not like, well, I didn't really hit him. I didn't mean to. I mean, if he doesn't do it again, I think it's not when it happens, not if it happens again, but when. I mean, I guess it goes back to like a Joel Osteen. You know, people put people on pedestals. I mean, there's evidence that Jerry Garcia did a lot of drugs because he was trying to cope with, I just want to play music. I don't know why people put me in this pedestal like I'm Jesus Christ, you know? When are people going to, like, you know, celebrities need to realize they're a human being. They're no different than you or I. But it's one of those things. When you get into, I mean, because I was thinking about this before I went on the air, and I'm like, you know, there are a lot of people that want, well, oh no, oh, let me rephrase that. We don't want Venezuela here. We want like what's going on in France. Oh, you mean the ridiculously high taxes that people are starting to say, enough's enough. You know, we're tired of losing 90% of our paycheck in taxes. Ah, let me see here. Look at England. There's a lot of people like, way to go, Trump. Keep it up. Keep it up, buddy. You know, drain that damn swamp. We're tired of paying king's taxes. We're trying to pay this. We're tired of paying this. You know, we're showing our support that we stand for you. And if stuff don't change in England, we're going to start doing the same. We're going to demand the same stuff here. People are tired of it. People are tired of having politicians have millions of dollars and live in giant mansions and all this. I want to go back to two politicians that the breaks in Congress were to plant the field and to work. What I ask of you, I think politicians should be working for free. Okay, you have a full-time job. You're a government. You're serving the government. I think politicians should be voluntary. Okay, if you want to be a politician, go ahead. You campaign out of your own pocketbook. You get paid. You don't get paid. That never happened. It will never happen because everyone says it will never happen. If the American people stand and demand it, we didn't become America because we just said, well, nothing's going to change, you know. I mean, we must have just, you know, because, you know, we must have just stay in England because nothing's ever going to change. No, they said, no. Bring it. You want to come here? Bring it. Let's go. Change comes about because people stand up and say, no. That's what happened with the French Revolution. Hey, we, you know, they're eating off 24-karat gold plates and having filet mignon and lobster tail every night, and we're lucky to have anything we can scrounge off the ground, starving to death, and we're risking eating mushrooms, and who knows if they're poisonous. But, you know, what the heck, we're going to die anyways of starvation. Nah. You know, well, that's never going to change. Well, you know, we can make our currency stronger. We can demand gold and silver back in our currency. But the problem is you have 99% of these teenage kids that are indoctrinated into this. Everything should be given to me. I shouldn't have to work for anything. College should, I shouldn't have to pay for anything. Everything should be handed to me. College should be free. Healthcare should be free. I should be able to just go to Walmart and get whatever I want to without a paycheck. Do anything. I should just have to sit on the couch all day and have everything handed to me. It's like, I remember I was watching this, some of these, the Starland Vocal Band, and they had Sky Rockets in Flight, Afternoon Delight, and they had a video of them, like, playing, like, out somewhere, and you're looking at it, and I'm like, and the first thing that struck me, there's not one camera, because it's 70s, there was no cell phones, and you just enjoyed the moment. Now I enjoy the moment, because 9 times out of 10, the things I take a picture of or video of or save, it either gets lost or it's on some microchip somewhere that I don't even know how I could ever get it to transfer onto something else. And, you know, but I have photos from my birthdays when I was like 5 years old. But like pictures I took like 5 years ago, who knows where they are. But, you know, it's one of those things. I will say this, folks, I had a really, really close friend, Colonel Wade Schaefer, and he always told me, remember, the only thing you can take to heaven is memories. Don't forget it. But how about we demand, like, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have their citizenships taken away and they move to Mexico, you know, since it's so great. I always wanted to get like a thing and get like crap tons of Americans and just, you know, like go the opposite way and get like a caravan of Americans to go to Mexico and then go to these like places in Mexico. Wow, man, I'll work for half of what they're getting paid. And then, you know, what do you think Mexico would think if like hundreds of thousands and millions of Americans just start crossing over to their side, to their, you know. But it's funny, though, because all these liberals want is a socialist government of some kind, whether you call it a Venezuela-type socialism or a democratic socialism like France. That's what they want in this country. Gee, why are these migrants coming here? Obviously not to have socialized medicine, not to have all, you know, these people don't realize that. Okay, these politics, no one, these kids don't get it. Okay, there's a reason why these migrants are coming here. They're coming here to get away from the very crap that you're trying to shove down our throats here, you Democrats. Like I've said before, I told one of my friends, okay, well then we'll put it like then. Then I'll put it like this. Okay, well if you think, how much do you think is a fair tax? And I think she had like 25. I would have no problem paying 30% or whatever in taxes. I'm like, great. Then you should be able to pay. I don't want to pay any taxes. So why should I have to pay it? You know, if you mean to tell me that if you pulled people. How much would you allow? How much you can have the government take out as much or as little as possible in taxes? I would love to know. Crap, I don't know how anyone could say I take money out of my check. That's just me. You know, I'm not the smartest man in the world, but you know. You know, my company says I need They need $40 out of my paycheck for a 401k. Give me that money. I'm going to go buy me some scratch-offs. Man, I don't need no 401k. I just need Monopoly Millionaire's Club. But, I mean, you know, seriously. It's like I told my friend this one time. We were talking about, like, well, they want to get rid of the penny and round up. I'm like, well, why not round down? Well, then you should have the choice. I don't know if you went to a register and you had the choice to round up to the nearest number or down to the nearest number. So if you're at 53 cents, you would either round it up to 55 or down to 50. I don't know how anyone would want it to be rounded up if you had a choice. Are you kidding me? Well, I'd want to round up. I'm like, oh, you're stupid. Because I'll round down and I'll do one transaction at a time, so I save like a penny here, a penny there. If you buy 50 items, and you round down a penny here, round 4 cents down here, 3 cents here. Go ahead. You know, that would say, okay, so what? You know, I don't know how anyone could say, yeah, well, you can round up mine. If you had the choice to round up or round down, if they eliminated the penny, just like with taxes, if you had the choice whether to pay taxes or not, I don't know how anyone would say, y'all pay. Thing called smart. But that's just what we live in. You know, these Democrats want to have like, oh, we need to have like 90% taxes, and we need to, because they need a raise. You know, how dare we take, you know, politicians get raised after raise after raise, but you know what? How dare these, you know, and so what that they've reopened the government. The people that were without a paycheck and stuff, you know, they're ruined. It's ruined their lives forever. They're never, see, that's what people don't realize. These federal workers that didn't get paychecks, you could give them $1 million now and it wouldn't matter because their lives are completely, utterly ruined. There's nothing good can come of it. You know, they're ruined. Their lives are gone. I mean, they might as well just commit suicide and die because what's the point of living anymore? Because they missed it. Welcome to the real effing world. Now, there's a thing called credit limits. When me and my wife can't afford, we don't charge. We try to pay it off. Not the government. Oh, don't worry. If we don't have enough money, we'll just have some genius come up with some fictitious number. That's going to be a number that, you know, we'll just magically tack on so that we can pay the politicians and all these people fictitious money. Because, you know, we have no real set way to stop, you know, this ballooning debt. You know, we're $21 trillion. Past the government, you know, government stopped being funding $21 trillion ago, folks. That's what you need to wake up and realize. But people want to, you know, because when Trump before Trump was in office and Obama was, oh, the national debt ain't nothing. Now I've heard people talk about, we need to be really concerned about this national debt. And so what do you mean? No one cared about the national debt when Obama was president, when he tacked on the millions. Don't take my word for it. Look into those stimulus bills. Find out where that money went or didn't go. Find out how millions of that dollars went to abandoned buildings. Or you'll probably find out, $50 million went here, and it's just a plot of land, and it's just that they can have an excuse to say this was, I don't know what it was for, but it was, you know, they must have, like, cleaned up something. They must have used it to, what, I don't know. Might have been something like high security or whatever. Because you'll probably find out that a lot of that money went to pay people and kickbacks and all this. But it's only a matter of time. So, like, when you're a kid and you're blowing up a balloon, and before you know, oh, wow, look how big it is. It's huge. And then if you go too long, it breaks. It's only a matter of time before this, oh, don't worry, we'll just come up with some magic number to fund the government for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks to stop the partial shutdown before pretty soon the dollar's worthless. And we're in Venezuela where, oh, you need $1 million to buy a loaf of bread because it's worthless. Only a matter of time before this printing of money to keep funding this government, it's worthless. But no one cares. Buy fresh fruit while you can afford it. That's because we live in a world with all these kids that think everything is free, everything should just be given to them, everything should be handed to them, they shouldn't have to earn anything, shouldn't have to work for anything. That we need to take billionaires and break them up because, you know, no one should have $1 million. Like Trump shouldn't have $1 million. I mean, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, oh yeah, he should have more money. You know, George Soros, oh, I'm all for breaking up billionaires' money. No, bullcrap. If they earned it, they earned it. All these people want to have everyone else's money. It's not fair that they, no, they busted their damn ass. I'm great. Like, I made a DIY Les Paul guitar kit. I wish I would have kind of waited, but when I got it, I got it. Because now you can get ones that have, because, like, mine is just a one mil veneer top, you know. But now they have them where you can get where there's, like, a half inch, you know, maple top. And, you know, but still, I made it, and it's great. Because I made it, and I pay for it, and I play it, and it's awesome. You know, no matter how cheesy it is, because the pickups aren't that great and stuff, but still, it's something I built, and it's something I'm, you know, people don't have the pride anymore. People don't want to put the time and effort into making stuff. I'm one of those people. I'd rather have the top not look that great, but know it's solid wood, than have, okay, here's wood. Because I've seen places that have solid wood furniture. I'm like, okay, so there's no veneer. Oh yeah, they got, well then it's not solid wood. And well, I want solid wood because I want to know that if I nick it, there's not going to be a difference. Because I went to an auction one time, I got an Elvis Presley collection dresser. And it was ridiculous because, like, the night I took it home, we were putting it up in the room where I was at, I chipped it. And it was like a $1,500 dresser, but it was, like, veneered on the top. I'm like, and I bet you if I took that veneer off and stained it, there's probably nothing wrong with that wood. What's wrong with having, this whole, you know, but people don't want to do anything with their hands anymore. They don't want to work. They just want to, like, I mean, there's tons of decent jobs out there if you want to be a welder or an electrician. You want to get dirty, but everyone just thinks they're going to go to school, get a degree, sit in some $1 million office with a $5,000 toilet with a $20 million sink and not work. Button gig. South Bend mayor announces a 2020 presidential exploratory committee. We'll have to wait and see what comes of this and who else. Because I really think that Democrats are going to try to find someone that's going to be a that people are just going to vote for because it's who it is. It's Oprah Winfrey I'm voting for. I don't care. They're gonna try to get a female. They can't win realistically. So they gotta push the gender issue. It's gotta be some woman or some Mexican or Native American. And oh, you hate Hispanics if you don't vote for her. Look, he's a bigot. He hates Mexicans because he won't vote for her. Oh, really? So let me get this straight. So if it was a white, so I wouldn't vote for Bill Clinton. He wasn't a Mexican. So, you know, that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to get someone that they can play some sort of gender, some sort of nationality thing. They're going to try to get some Asian or something in there that they can say, hey, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're this, you're that, because you won't vote for him. And they're going to try to divide the country even further. Mark my words. They want to get someone in there that's a household name, the Democrats. They don't have to campaign. They're just going to vote for him from day one. You know, if Whoopi Goldberg is the nominee, I'm voting for her. I don't care. I don't care. I don't know what she stands for. Who cares? I'm voting for it. Because it's Oprah Winfrey, or it's Whoopi Goldberg, or it's Joe Blair. I don't care what they stand for. I don't want to listen. I don't care. I'm voting for them. Done. I won't know who the running mate is. I won't know anything about them, but I'm just voting for them because they're fake. I'll vote for a Democrat if they stand for the things like Trump stands for. If they're going to actually, if they're an American, they're going to put America first. You know? But it's just one of these things. We'll have to wait and see who gets thrust out. But I guarantee you, they wanna push this negative narrative. This because they can't just be honest. Because they can't vote and win. You know, they can't say, well, this is because they flip flop every. You know, they're gonna. It doesn't matter what they don't have a stance, because their stance is whatever is going to get votes. They don't care. If I have to like gays and just to get votes, okay, I'm against gays 100%, but whatever, you know, if that means. And so, like, there's talk that, I mean, the government has patents on cannabis. I'm just waiting for Monsanto to come in and try to GMO all this stuff and then patent all these seeds. Or try to do something to every seed of cannabis they can. You know, yep, we patent them all, so you can't use it, you know. Because there's evidence that the process is so long to get some of these things passed. Because guess what, folks? Because Big Pharma wants to get in. See, Big Pharma, I honestly think that this cannabis thing, now that it's going towards legalization, the thing that scares me is I see Budweiser, one of them, trying to get in to make some sort of like drinks, not necessarily alcoholic, but just some sort of like a infused drink, whether it's CBD or THC. I see Big Tobacco getting into it big time. Now, I would have, if they could legitimately do it and say, okay, there's 50 varieties or 60 varieties. Like, if you want Deadhead, here's Deadhead. It's just weed that's grown and dried, freeze-dried, and put in a cigarette form, you know, and it was legitimate, real. It wasn't like 75 components. They weren't taking, you know, dust off the floor and all this stuff and grinding it up and, you know, and adding all kinds of caustic chemicals. And it was just like taking, you know, but I see the tobacco industry, since tobacco is starting to be, and they gotta cash in somehow. Because tobacco is going to the wayside. They got to do something. I see Big Pharma trying to get involved somehow. That scares me. But when they're losing billions and billions of dollars to, okay, guess what I'm doing? I'm smoking weed. Well, hey, I have no pain. I have no spasms. I have nothing. They don't know what to do. I mean, but it's one of those things. I think legalization is coming around the corner, but at the same time, I think a lot of these big companies are going to try to get in, and all they're going to care about is profit, not quality. Not that there are people out there that are not about quality. I mean, there's tons of weed that to find out that they're not flushing, they're not doing, and it's bad. It's really bad, and it's just one of those. It scares me because you wonder, like, if you've ever smoked it, if you got stuff, if it was flushed, if there was pesticides or whatever in the stuff you did, you know, because they just didn't clean it or. I mean, me and my wife would have loved to have had kids, but my wife can't. Imagine if the government funded and helped out with adoptions as much as they do abortions. I mean, this is the problem. You have, like, Robert Stoke. Robert, I call him Stoke, but it's Robert Stone. He's going to speak. He's like, I'm not going to testify. Bullcrap. This stuff with Trump is a witch hunt. You know, I mean, when you know all this stuff about cannabis and you find out that, hey, 99% of it's a lie, how can you trust your government? I mean, that's what gets me. On that bandwagon and getting in there and trying to get their dibs on it. Okay, we're going to get in here and you're going to have, like, marijuana cigarettes. Now, I'm cool with that if it is 100% guaranteed, you know, like they have 80 strains, 90 strains, and, you know, and it's real, like Deadhead or Girl Scout cookies. And they take and they freeze dry and they roll it in cigarette form. Okay. And it's real and it's not fake. It's not 75,000 chemicals added. It's not, you know, and they're doing it for legitimate reasons. And, it's, you know, then okay. But even then, I wouldn't even trust it. But you have this notion that, you know, it's like the Democrats don't care. All the, from day one, okay, we're going after Trump. Trump, I don't care. We're going to, if we have to spend $800 trillion, Trump's going down. He's getting that. We're going to impeach him. He's going down. We're going to do whatever it takes. We will find whatever. I don't care. Parking ticket, we don't care. Trump, you are getting thrown out of office. I guarantee it. Mark my words. Wow. You're not, what? Wow. So, I mean, isn't that interesting? Not like, hey, this is, hey, we stand by Trump. If he's really going to make America great, no one, it's not like, hey, let's give Trump a chance. He wants to make America great again. And if you don't think he's making America great again, then what are you out doing in public? How are you helping your community make your community great? What are you doing? What are you doing? Anything? No, we're just going to protest. We're just going to go. We're going to take and rip out signs. If I had a Trump sign in my yard, let me tell you, I'd have like a 20,000 volt. Okay, warning. You know, I mean, you touch that thing, you're gonna be fried. You're gonna be burnt to a crisp. You're not, once you try to rip out that sign, it's done. Game over. There's gonna be photos of like a burnt corpse. The problem we have in this society, folks. We're going to make America great again by trashing Trump signs and because he can't, you know, because Hillary Clinton's going to magically do something. Like I've said before in this program, I hope whatever Trump does, trickles down to help us. So that we get a trickle down. So that, yeah, there's things he's probably going to do to help his own organization. But, yeah, and guess what? Hopefully, when it helps his own organization, hopefully it trickles down and helps a lot of his people. But who knows? You know, that's the world. This is the world we live in. I mean, You know, when you have to sit there and say, okay, well, let me see here. Well, I'm having issues, but we really can't afford to go to the doctor. You know, but I don't want to have it to where the government tells me what to do, where to go. You know? Okay, sir, you have the America One plan. Okay, this is the only doctor you can see. It's going to be about 4 months out to see this guy. My foot's killing me now. Well, he's a dentist, actually, who you're going to go see. I don't need my teeth fixed. My foot's killing me. Well, sir, you have the America One plan, sir, and, you know, and you're going to have to go. The only doctor in your area that takes that is about 4 hours away. And that is a dentist. So, hopefully when you see that guy, thank you. Here's your appointment time to go see. And then you're having to go see a dentist that hopefully maybe, well, I don't work on feet. All I do is clean and checks. Yeah, your America One plan doesn't cover you to have any type of work done. So if you have a cavity or something, I can just clean. I can't fix or do anything, you know. I don't want that. I want to be able to have decent medical. But at the same time, I want to have... privatized medical. I don't want to have the government. But then, I mean, not that the privatized is much better, because, I mean, when you call them up and say, okay, hey, I got a question about this, okay? This walking boot, same everything, same manufacturer, same everything, $29, okay? $29. No big deal. Well, my insurance paid $50 towards a walking boot that I can buy for, I could have bought in, if I had Amazon Prime for maybe a dollar more, I could have bought two of those boots. It was like, no, not a dollar more, but like, hypothetically, I could almost buy two boots for the price that the insurance company paid towards. And that was like, it was like $250 or $249 they charged me for a walking boot. But, hey. That's part of the problem. Here's a $10 boot, but we'll charge you $400 for it. Well, that's the price me and the doctor came up with. Well, are you that stupid? I would say, well, sir, same boot costs $10. No, we're not going to, no way. Because that's your money being flushed down the toilet. That's money that could go in our pocketbooks, in the pocketbooks of the employees of the insurance companies. It's everyone that's affected. It just sucks. It's just one of those things, you know? I mean, who knows? But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that you're a part of. And if you don't know it by now, wow. I don't know about next year, but because there have been a lot of Premier League and other managers that were interims that dominated, so they took them on as a full-time manager, and then they tanked the next year. But I would consider giving Ole Gunnar Solskjaer the job. He has just been outstanding. We didn't even have, in my opinion, our best 11, and we beat the Gunners. I mean, incredible. Incredible. We knocked them out of the FA Cup. I mean, Lukaku was, I don't know what the BBC was thinking when they gave him man of the match. I think Pogba was the man of the match, but still, I mean, when you look at, I mean, the team of, as a whole, it's not even our best, and look at what they did. They're dominating. I mean, I kind of feel like it's the typical Gunners. You know, they dominate the first half of the season, and then they just kind of go downhill. So, I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, I don't, like I was going to get into last night, but because I got shut down, I thought, I don't see a transfer being done in this window. And we need to be getting deals done. We need to be getting players out. We need to be getting players in. You know, it's not like you're going to get like a LeBlanc or you're going to get a Pochettino or even anyone and say, okay, guess what? Thank God you kept Fellaini. We need the long ball. I mean, yeah, we need the mop. That's what they use. They hold him by his feet and he cleans up the locker room. It's nice, though, to see that we have a manager that gets it. But at least if it's not Ollie, they're looking into Paul Mitchell, who is an ex-player. Someone that gets Manchester United, that knows what we're about, knows the history. You know, with the Munich air disaster, we shouldn't be here, but we are. We shouldn't have survived, but we did. You know, so.
Hello,
you
Kyle.
There?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you talking about abortion or are you talking about weed?
I've talked. What I was talking about is I wish that, like, the government would fund adoption like they do abortion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, they have these people, as I got about 6 minutes left in the program, you know, I mean, me and my wife would love to have adopted since we can't have kids, but when you look at what it costs to adopt and all this stuff, but there's all these programs to help you have an abortion, but if you want to adopt, you're screwed.
Well, how would that work? How would you want the funding to be directed and how would you want it operated?
I would want something where it's more privatized and more government, but a program that, okay, this is how we can assist you with helping you with in regards to, because like if you go overseas and you wanted to go to China, you
mm-hmm.
normally have to fly there out of your own pocket. You have to stay there like three weeks to a month. And if you pass all these background checks and all this stuff and you know, it's just a lot that you have to come up. And when we look into what it was going to be like $20,000 to be able to look into adopting a kid.
Really?
You know,
I didn't
like,
know it would cost that much. I just thought that you would go to an adoption agency and they would have a baby available. And I guess you would pay them for their expenses in some way and then take the baby home. I wasn't really aware of any type of expenses that went into adopting the child.
Yeah, if you wanted to get someone from like the Netherlands or China or one of these
mm-hmm.
countries, yeah, you go over there and you spend time with the kid and stuff to make sure that you're a
mm-hmm.
match and all this. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Because like when you go to some, like a lot of Christian concerts, they'll have organizations that are there that will give you information on adopting and stuff, and there's a couple programs that will give you, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 to it, but it was still nowhere near what we would, you know.
Right. Oh, okay. So you're talking about help for international adoption.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you want the government to help for domestic adoption?
I can see the government helping some just with. Because I've been told that, like, if you were to adopt a baby from the mother, you have to have, like, if I said, okay, I want your wife or this person's wife to be a surrogate and carry a child for us, if you don't have strict rules in place and strict legal stuff written out, since she's the biological mother at any time, she could come back and say, hey, it's my kid, I want it, and legally she could probably go to court and fight and win to have it back. So there's a lot of, because I've known friends that have legally adopted and they had to go through all kinds of paperwork because even after it's born, the mom can say, "No, I want the baby now. Sorry."
Is that
and
right?
She can, and you have to have the court costs and legal fees and all that to do it. It's just a pain in the butt.
Oh, I wasn't aware of it. It's not surprising though, because apparently women they always have some sort of ties to their children. I'm not surprised the court gives them favoritism over those who can really adopt a child. Doesn't surprise me. So you were talking about that. Are you thinking about adopting, or was that just a topic for conversation?
Well, I mean, we're not anymore, but at one time we considered it, but the fact that I'm 43 and my wife is 47 and, you know, and stuff, it's just...
Well, you're not that old to have a child, or, you know.
Yeah, but...
I like adoption. Personally, I wouldn't want to bring in my own child onto this planet, but if I were to be married and if I were to want a child, I would really go for adoption. I would think that the kids that are given up for whatever reason deserve a break. They deserve some kind of good luck in their life. And since they're already here on the planet, I could provide them what they wouldn't get from their natural father and their natural mother.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm philosophically geared towards that.
Yep.
So I guess you're going to end the show then. You don't have any other topics to talk about?
Not really.
No?
Nope.
Nothing about Trump
about
or the wall. Oh, okay.
So, I want to thank you for calling in, though.
All right, we'll take it easy now.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye bye. Got about 40 seconds left, but you know, I mean, it's one of those things that, as I end the show, folks, you look at all the stuff that's going on, and I think people are starting to wake up to a lot of the hypocrisies. And there's a lot of, like, I don't know if I want. Because the government sucks at everything. Would I want them running organizations for abortion and all that stuff and adoption? But that's pretty much it, folks. With a firm alliance under protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.